Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the podcast that helps make sense of doing business in Vietnam. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a sector that's seeing some pretty incredible growth.
That's right.
Vietnam's medical equipment market. We're really excited to have our expert here with us to break it all down.
Happy to be here.
So for this deep dive, we're going to be pulling a lot of our insights from an article on our very own Harley Miller Law Firm website.
Yep.
It's called Investing in Vietnam's Medical Equipment Sector, FDI Opportunities and Guidelines. Just the title itself is jam-packed.
It really is.
But don't worry, we're going to unpack all of that for you. And by the end, you'll really get why this market is worth paying attention to.
For sure. And I think to kick things off, it's worth just highlighting the sheer size and potential of this market. Vietnam's medical device market is projected to be worth billions of dollars in just the next few years.
Okay, yeah, that definitely gets my attention.
Yeah.
But what's driving this incredible growth? What's making Vietnam such a hotbed for medical equipment?
Well, there are a few things happening all at once. One is that Vietnam's healthcare spending is increasing. This is partly because of a growing middle class.
Right. More people have disposable income.
Exactly. They have more money to spend and are looking for better healthcare. And then you also have an aging population.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
As people live longer, they tend to need more specialized care.
Precisely. So you've got this increased demand from the population.
Right.
But it's not just about individual spending either. The Vietnamese government is also really stepping up its game.
Okay.
They're investing a lot in modernizing the country's healthcare infrastructure, building new hospitals, new clinics, and really pushing for the adoption of all those advanced medical technologies.
So it's a combination of things. You've got increasing demand from the people, and a government that's really proactive about improving healthcare.
Yeah.
That sounds like a recipe for success.
It is. And this growth isn't some temporary thing either. Vietnam's medical device market has been growing steadily for years, and it really doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon.
So this growth trajectory, what does it mean for investors? Where are the real opportunities within this booming market?
Well, now that's where things get exciting.
Right.
There are a few key segments within the Vietnamese medical equipment market that are just ripe for investment.
Okay.
Let's start with diagnostic imaging equipment. Think X-ray machines, CT scanners, MRI machines, things like that. The demand for this kind of stuff is skyrocketing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Getting an accurate diagnosis early on is critical.
Absolutely.
And as Vietnam's healthcare system gets more and more modern, that need for sophisticated diagnostic tools is only going to increase.
Absolutely. And, you know, with chronic diseases becoming more prevalent in Vietnam, having those high-quality diagnostic tools is just more important than ever.
So there's a real connection between what the market needs and what society needs.
Right.
Okay, so we've got diagnostic imaging. What other segments should investors be looking at?
Well, another crucial segment is patient monitoring devices. We're talking about everything from ECGs and blood pressure monitors in hospitals to those portable devices that people use for home healthcare.
Right, right. Those are vital for tracking people's vital signs, whether they're in a hospital or at home.
Exactly. And with Vietnam's population aging, the demand for these monitoring devices, whether in hospitals or homes, is going to keep growing.
Okay, so we've got diagnostic imaging, we've got patient monitoring. What else?
Well, then you've got surgical equipment and supplies. This segment is huge. It's everything from basic surgical instruments to those really advanced robotic surgery systems.
Wow. So whether it's a simple procedure or a really complex surgery, they need good equipment.
Exactly. And with all the advancements in surgical techniques these days, the demand for that cutting-edge equipment is only going to keep growing, too. It's a really dynamic segment.
All right.
Then, of course, no healthcare system can work without laboratory equipment.
Right.
Blood analyzers, microscopes, centrifuges, all those essential tools that are needed for tests and research.
And Vietnam is really putting a lot of emphasis on diagnostics and lab testing these days. So I imagine that segment's got a lot of room to grow.
For sure. And finally, you've got rehabilitation equipment. This includes everything from physiotherapy devices and prosthetics to all sorts of mobility aids. As Vietnam's population ages, there's going to be a big need for equipment that helps people stay mobile and independent.
So we've got a pretty wide range of segments within this market, each with its own drivers for growth and investment potential.
Absolutely. And what's really encouraging is that the Vietnamese government is actively looking to attract foreign direct investment in all of these areas.
Oh, okay. So they've got their eye on certain things within the medical device sector that they really want to encourage.
Right.
Okay, so let's get into that. What is the government specifically looking for? What are their priorities when it comes to foreign investment in medical devices?
Well, one of their big priorities is attracting investment in high-tech medical device manufacturing. They really want to see Vietnam become a hub for producing advanced medical equipment, you know, stuff that can meet the changing needs of the Vietnamese people.
So it's not just about companies coming in, importing equipment, and distributing it. They want to see companies setting up actual manufacturing facilities right here in Vietnam.
Exactly. They want to build up a domestic medical device industry.
Okay.
One that can contribute to the economy and reduce their reliance on those imports.
Yeah, that makes sense. Creating jobs, building up local expertise, and having a reliable supply of that essential medical equipment.
Exactly. And to make Vietnam even more appealing to those foreign investors, the government is offering a bunch of incentives. Tax breaks, lower land rent costs. They're even offering import duty exemptions on some of that equipment and those materials.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. It sounds like they're really serious about attracting those foreign investors.
They are, and it's working. Vietnam's become a really popular destination for companies that are looking to expand their manufacturing, especially in Asia.
So we've got this growing market, we've got a government that's super supportive, and we got some really attractive incentives.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good combo for any investor, right?
It is. But there's another piece of the puzzle we need to talk about, and that's the regulatory environment.
Right.
Vietnam, just like any other country, has a whole set of rules and regulations that govern the medical device sector.
Okay, so what are the key regulations that investors need to be aware of?
Well, the cornerstone of everything is the law on investment. This law was actually updated in 2020, and it lays out all the general principles for investing in Vietnam,
okay,
including foreign investment.
So it's kind of essential reading for any company, no matter what sector they're in, if they're thinking about investing in Vietnam.
Absolutely. And then you have the enterprise law, which was also updated in 2020. This one deals with how businesses are set up and run in Vietnam.
Okay.
It covers all sorts of things, from forming a company to accounting and taxes.
So those two laws provide that broad framework for doing business in Vietnam. Mm. But what about regulations that are specific to the medical device industry?
Right, right. Well, there are a few. One of the most important is medical device registration. Every single medical device that's sold in Vietnam has to be registered with the Department of Medical Equipment and Construction.
So it's kind of like getting FDA approval in the United States.
Right, exactly. It's how they make sure that all those medical devices meet certain safety and quality standards.
Right. That's critical to protect public health.
Absolutely.
And make sure that patients are getting safe and effective treatment. What about manufacturing? Are there specific regulations for companies that actually want to produce medical devices in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. There are regulations for all of that.
Right.
They cover things like getting a factory license, following good manufacturing practices, making sure you have really strict quality control.
So it sounds like a pretty thorough system. It covers the whole life cycle of a medical device, from getting it registered to manufacturing it and then distributing it.
Exactly. It really is pretty comprehensive. And I know it might seem a bit daunting to navigate all these regulations, but it's worth noting that the Vietnamese government is constantly trying to streamline the process, make it easier for those foreign investors to set up shop.
Okay, that's good to know. But even with a streamlined process, having someone to guide you through it all can make a huge difference.
Oh, for sure. That's where a law firm like Harley Miller can really come in handy. We specialize in helping those foreign investors navigate all the ins and outs of the Vietnamese legal and regulatory landscape.
Yeah.
We can help companies understand those specific requirements, get all the licenses and permits they need, and basically just make sure their operations are running smoothly and legally.
Right.
Having that local expertise and support can make things so much easier for investors and let them focus on what they do best,
which is developing those high-quality medical devices.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about the overall market, the government's push for foreign investment, and those regulations.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the opportunities. Where do you see the most potential in Vietnam's medical equipment sector?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, high-tech medical device manufacturing is a huge priority for the government.
Right.
They're really keen on attracting those investments in things like diagnostic imaging equipment, patient monitoring devices, surgical equipment, basically all those areas that are experiencing rapid growth.
Right. And that growth is driven by some really important factors.
Yeah.
You've got that increase in chronic diseases, that demand for advanced medical technologies, and that commitment from the government to modernize the healthcare system.
Exactly. And those are all pretty fundamental things that are creating this really favorable environment for companies working in those areas.
So it's not just a fleeting trend. This is something that's really got some legs to it.
For sure. And I think there's another area with enormous potential that sometimes gets overlooked, and that's research and development.
Oh, okay.
The Vietnamese government is really eager to see those foreign companies setting up R&D facilities right here in Vietnam.
So they want to see Vietnam become a hub for innovation in the medical technology sector. It's not just about making the stuff, it's about developing those new cutting-edge technologies.
Exactly. And to encourage that kind of investment, they're offering a whole bunch of incentives, things like tax breaks and research grants.
So it's a win-win. Foreign companies get to tap into Vietnam's growing pool of researchers and engineers.
Right.
And Vietnam benefits from all those cool technologies that are developed here.
Precisely. It's a smart move for everyone involved. And
Yeah.
then there's another area that I think has a ton of potential, and that's medical equipment maintenance and service.
Okay.
As the number of those medical devices in Vietnam grows, so does the need for companies that can maintain and repair them and do it reliably and efficiently.
It's like you can have the most advanced equipment in the world, but if it's not well maintained, what's the point?
Exactly. And this is where foreign companies with that expertise in maintenance and repair can really shine. They can bring their knowledge, their best practices, and really help ensure that Vietnam's healthcare system has the support it needs to keep all those essential pieces of equipment running smoothly.
Okay.
And last but not least, I think there's a huge opportunity in training.
Training.
Yeah, training facilities for medical technology.
Oh.
Vietnam needs skilled technicians and engineers who can operate and maintain all this increasingly complex medical equipment. Companies that invest in training and development programs will be in a really good position.
So it's not just about meeting the current demand, it's about building a workforce for the future.
Exactly. Making sure Vietnam has the talent it needs to support the growth of its medical device industry.
Right. So we've got these investment opportunities in Vietnam's medical equipment sector,
Yeah.
high-tech manufacturing, R&D, maintenance, training. It's diverse. There's something for everyone, it sounds like.
It really is. But like any investment, there are always risks and challenges to think about. And I think one of the biggest challenges for those foreign investors in Vietnam is dealing with all those regulations.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We talked about them earlier, and there are a lot of rules and regulations to follow, and it can be a pretty complicated and time-consuming process.
Yeah, especially if you're new to the Vietnamese market, it can
Yeah,
feel pretty overwhelming.
it really can. But it doesn't have to be an impossible hurdle. This is where having a good legal advisor, someone like Harley Miller, can be invaluable.
Yeah.
We have the knowledge and the experience to guide those foreign investors through the regulatory maze and make sure everything's done by the book.
Right, so you can help them get those licenses and permits, navigate those import and export rules, even negotiate with government agencies.
Exactly. We basically act as a bridge between that foreign investor and the Vietnamese regulatory system.
Okay.
We make the process as smooth as possible.
And another thing I imagine foreign investors often struggle with is finding good local partners.
Oh, absolutely. That's especially important if you're thinking about a joint venture.
Right.
You need to find a partner who aligns with your values, has a good track record, and is committed to making the venture a success.
Yeah, finding that right partner can make all the difference. A good local partner can bring so much to the table.
Oh, yeah. Invaluable insights, connections, expertise. It's a game changer.
They can help you navigate the market, build those relationships with key people.
Avoid those costly mistakes.
Yeah, but finding that perfect partner can be a real challenge.
It can be. But again, that's where Harley Miller comes in. We have a huge network of contacts in Vietnam, and we can help those foreign investors find and vet those potential partners.
Okay.
We can also help structure that joint venture agreement in a way that protects your interests and ensures everyone's treated fairly.
Right. So having that legal expertise and that local knowledge can really give investors peace of mind.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We've looked at market trends, the government's efforts to attract foreign direct investment, the regulations, and the key investment opportunities.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to step back for a second and look at the bigger picture. What makes Vietnam such an attractive place for foreign investment in the medical equipment sector?
That's a great question, and I think it comes down to a few things. First, Vietnam has a young and growing population with a middle class that's getting bigger all the time. That means a huge and growing demand for healthcare, including medical devices.
And that demand is only going to grow as the population keeps growing and aging and people's incomes rise.
Exactly. And second, the Vietnamese government is really serious about modernizing their healthcare system and making sure people have access to good care. They're investing a lot in infrastructure, training those healthcare professionals, and encouraging the use of advanced medical technology.
So that commitment to healthcare is creating a really positive environment for companies in the medical device sector.
For sure. And then third, Vietnam has a really business-friendly environment.
Okay.
The government is very open to foreign investment, and they've put in place a lot of incentives to attract those foreign companies.
Right, things like tax breaks, lower land rent costs, and streamlining all those administrative procedures.
Exactly. Those incentives can make a big difference, especially when a company is just getting started in a new market.
Right. And then fourth, Vietnam has a stable political system, a growing economy, and a skilled workforce.
Yeah.
And that workforce is relatively low cost as well.
Right. All of that makes Vietnam a very attractive destination for foreign investment.
It's a pretty powerful combination. And I think it's important to point out that Vietnam isn't just a manufacturing hub, it's also becoming a center for innovation and medical technology.
Absolutely. The government is actively promoting R&D, and there are tons of incubators and accelerators that are supporting all those med tech startups.
So it's a dynamic and exciting market with a lot of potential, but it's also a complex market that requires careful planning.
Oh, for sure. And that's where Harley Miller Law Firm can step in. We're here to help those foreign investors navigate all the complexities of the Vietnamese market and make sure their investments are successful.
Right, you have the expertise, the experience, and the local knowledge to guide them every step of the way.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about investing in Vietnam's medical equipment sector, don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Okay.
We'd love to chat about your plans and see how we can help you succeed. We're confident that Vietnam's medical equipment sector has a bright future, and we're really excited to be part of it.
Awesome. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We've spent this deep dive exploring the booming medical equipment market in Vietnam. You know, we've talked a lot about the trends and the regulations, but sometimes the best way to really understand a market is to look at some real-world examples, companies that are out there actually thriving. So in this last part of our deep dive, we're going to spotlight a few companies that have really made their mark in Vietnam's medical equipment sector.
Yeah, it's always inspiring to see companies navigate the challenges, grab those opportunities, and really make it work.
For sure. So let's start with a company I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, GE Healthcare. They've been operating in Vietnam for a long time now, over 25 years.
Wow.
And they've really built up a strong reputation as a top provider of medical imaging equipment, healthcare IT, and patient monitoring systems.
GE Healthcare is a great example of a company that's made a real commitment to Vietnam. You know, for the long haul, they've invested a lot in building those local partnerships, training healthcare professionals, and supporting the development of Vietnam's healthcare infrastructure.
It's like they haven't just come in to sell equipment, they're really invested in the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. They get it. They understand that success in Vietnam is about more than just a good product. It's about those relationships, sharing knowledge, and really contributing to how healthcare develops here.
And their approach seems to be working. They're well respected in the market, and they've played a key role in bringing new healthcare technology to Vietnam.
Absolutely. And another company that's doing really well is Siemens Healthineers.
Oh, yeah, another big player in the medical technology world.
Right. And they've been focused on growing their presence in Vietnam, especially in areas like diagnostic imaging, lab diagnostics, and advanced therapies.
And they've been active in supporting Vietnam's push for a stronger and more advanced healthcare system, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure. They've teamed up with hospitals and universities, providing training programs for healthcare professionals. They've also been involved in projects to improve access to healthcare in those rural areas.
It's great to see these global companies not just bringing in those advanced technologies, but also playing a part in developing Vietnam's healthcare infrastructure and its workforce.
Absolutely. It's a win-win. These companies get to tap into this rapidly growing market, and Vietnam gets the expertise, the technology, the investment. Everyone benefits.
So we've got GE Healthcare, Siemens Healthineers. These are just two examples, right? There are so many other companies, big and small, finding success in Vietnam's medical equipment sector.
Yeah, tons. Both local and international companies making a real impact and helping this market grow and evolve.
It's a dynamic and competitive landscape, which is great for Vietnam's healthcare system.
Right. and for the patients.
Exactly. But I think it's important to remember, these companies aren't just riding the wave of Vietnam's growth. They're actually helping shape it.
That's a good point. They're introducing new technologies, raising the bar for quality, and driving innovation.
Yeah. They're really pushing the limits of what's possible in healthcare technology in Vietnam. And ultimately, that means better outcomes for patients.
Absolutely.
So for investors looking at this market, what are the key takeaways? What can they learn from these success stories?
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons is patience.
Right.
And a long-term vision. This isn't a market where you come in expecting overnight success. It takes time to build those relationships, figure out the regulations, and really establish a strong presence.
So you need to be committed to understanding how things work in Vietnam and be willing to adapt.
Yeah, exactly. And another crucial takeaway is partnerships.
Okay.
Local partnerships.
Hmm.
Whether you're doing a joint venture, working with distributors, or collaborating with healthcare providers, those strong local partnerships can really make or break you.
They can bring so much valuable knowledge, connections, and support.
For sure. They can help you understand the culture, navigate the legal stuff, and build trust with those important stakeholders.
And the final takeaway.
Really understand the needs of the Vietnamese market.
Right.
What works somewhere else might not work here. You've got to do your homework, get the local context, and tailor your products and services accordingly.
And that's where having some local expertise on your side can be a game changer.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we offer at Harley Miller Law Firm. We have a deep understanding of the Vietnamese market, and we've helped lots of foreign investors achieve success here.
Right. You can provide that legal guidance, that market intelligence, and the strategic advice that companies need to navigate this exciting but complex sector.
For sure. So if you're thinking about investing in Vietnam's medical equipment market, give us a call. We'd love to hear about your plans and see how we can help you succeed.
All right. So there you have it. A deep dive into Vietnam's medical equipment sector. It's a market full of potential. And if you're looking for expert guidance, Harley Miller Law Firm is here to help. You can find our contact information on our website at hmlf.vn.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you found this deep dive helpful.
And remember, if you have any questions or need more information, don't hesitate to contact Harley Miller Law Firm. We're here to support your journey in Vietnam.
Thanks for listening.